Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an executive order yesterday that he says will change police policy nationwide when it comes to the use of force. And now in just a few hours, U.S. Senate Republicans will be holding a news conference to introduce a bill that's designed to reform policing as well. And South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the party's charge to reform policing after a series of events, including the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police back on Memorial Day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
President Trump today is set to announce a new program that he says will be aimed at preventing suicides by Americans, especially by veterans. The effort is called PREVENTS. It's short for the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans and End a National Tragedy of Suicide. The VA says the aim is to develop a holistic public health approach to suicide prevention and trying to change a culture surrounding mental health and suicide prevention as it currently exists. The Trump administration is hoping to keep former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new memoir off the shelves. The administration asking a federal judge to stop the publication of The Room Where It Happened and also to dispose of any copies that have already been sent out. The department seeking an order to require Bolton to complete a pre-publication review process to make sure there's nothing in the book that's classified. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In California, Pacific Gas and Electric has pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 2018 Camp Fire. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time,
The north and south borders of the United States will stay closed for another 30 days. It's the third time agreements have been extended to non-essential travelers in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Americans returning to the U.S. are exempt, and soap opera fans are counting down as Bold and the Beautiful will be heading back to production today. It's the first such scripted series to restart production after being shut down because of the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day. And we've got James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal analyst. He does everything. And, of course, if you go to his website, you even see him playing music. You know, this land is our land. I mean, I love the bluesy lick. And, in fact, I'm wondering, if I can roll my shoulders like you, can I play the piano?
I don't mean to do that. It's just kind of a natural.
No, it's a rhythmic thing. It's totally rhythmic. Well, I love it.
Yeah, you know, because I'm playing all by myself, so I'm kind of hearing the rhythm section in my head when I'm doing it.
Yeah. But, well, you're so socially distanced. I mean, even by yourself, you're practicing social distance.
I know, absolutely.
Hey, well, speaking of which, you sing this song, which really is so important for us to appreciate that, you know, this land is everybody. It's our land. It's America's land. And it's up to us what we want to make of it. And, of course, we're seeing what's going on in Seattle, six blocks there in this downtown area of Seattle that, you know, the... The mayor herself is calling it the summer of love. Oh, really?
I know. Can you believe that? Now, you know, there's a funny side to this, but then there's a really deadly serious side. The funny side, of course, is that the governor and the mayor, who are responsible for the citizens in their city and their state, have acted in a way that it's irresponsible negligence. It's so ludicrous that it's definitely the substance of comedy. I mean, when Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, was asked about people cordoning off, putting up barricades and declaring themselves, now, of course, they say they're occupying. It doesn't matter. They changed their name from Chaz to Chop. But the point is, they've declared themselves separate from the United States. They've declared themselves exempt from the laws, and they've engaged in extortion both against citizens there, like protection racket style extortion, and extortion of the general government. They have a list of demands. We used to call this piracy when it happened at the seas, but when it happens on our land, it's an insurrection. It is the definition of insurrection.
Exactly.
It is not a peaceful protest. So Jay Inslee, the governor, pretends as though he doesn't know this is going on when, in fact, it's reported on every media outlet all around the world. And he is the governor of this state, of which Seattle, where this is taking place, is the largest city in his state, as if. And then so First off, if he doesn't know what's going on, a very serious problem in the largest city in his state, he should resign. Mm. And if he doesn't do anything about it, he should resign. And the mayor, who's a series of left and farther left mayors, I think it's the last two have been openly gay. This one is the first female lesbian mayor of Seattle. She's the one that went on CNN. She called it a block party. It's a block party. And mm-hmm. said that she's expecting a summer of love. And you can see the summer of love if you go to jameshurston.com and look at the picture that's up there. You see two peaceful protesters decked out like they're entering a war. They're carrying weapons. And there are credible reports that have come out, and the reports are coming from the chief of police in Seattle. The chief of police in Seattle says that businesses are being shaken down by these armed thugs,
right,
protection racket, mafia style, and there's also a problem of police responding to routine crimes that are occurring, as often do in urban areas, and the wait time has been increased, have been tripled.
Exactly.
So they can't do their job. That means people's lives are endangered, and these people have declared themselves exempt from federal law. They are breaking the law, and the mayor will not allow the police to do their job, and the governor will not do his job and send in the National Guard and stop this. And so the president has weighed in, which he should.
Exactly.
And this is, and the media tries to tell us, as they did when the president used very minimal force to clear Lafayette Park after the White House had been threatened the night before, that somehow the president is inappropriately, like a dictator, trying to use the military.
Right.
But when it comes to rioting, when it comes to breaches of the peace, presidents have done this more than a dozen times just in the 20th century. Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, and Dwight Eisenhower each brought in military, invoked the Insurrection Act once. George Bush did it a couple of times. Both Kennedy and Johnson did it four times each. So, and these were all situations where they had to come in because there were riots going on. The last
well, local enforcement was overwhelmed, James. They didn't trust. You know, the thing is, speaking of which, this whole situation, and I think reasonable people have figured this out. Look, if the president hadn't done anything, even brought the military, in D.C. specifically, to the perimeter, just in case something, you know, broke out to where they could respond. If he hadn't done that, God forbid something would have happened, then they'd have been maligning the president for acting too slowly and not anticipating that all hell was about to break loose, right? So he can't win for losing, no matter what. They're going to slice and dice him up like, you know, he's a delectable vegetable. You know, du jour. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done.
It's been 3 years of the media proving that they cannot report honestly on President Donald Trump. It continues. I mean, the latest example of that is that all of a sudden we're supposed to believe that the COVID-19 virus becomes deadly when it's at a Trump rally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, it's benign at the protest, because that's what the media has essentially been reporting. Now,
are they nonstop? They're nonstop over that, you know, about the potential, you know, let's have a convention. Oh my goodness, we got people together. Are they going to wear masks? They've got to say they're not going to hold the RNC liable in case they happen to catch COVID or something, you know, for some nuisance lawsuit. And they've already, James, they've already had a million requests for tickets for that first
No, it's unbelievable. In Tulsa this Saturday, a million requests. And Brad Pasquale, Parshall, I don't get his name right, the head of the campaign,
yes.
Brad,
yes.
has tweeted that everyone who is let in, all the guests, they're going to be given sanitizer, they're going to be given masks, they're going to be given temperature checks.
It's exactly.
Not like, you know, so, and the media has not reported that.
Well, of course not. We got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst James Hurston continues with us. James, the RNC has taken extra precautions, no doubt. They will continue to do so. And Because President Trump, unlike Joe Biden, when he throws, a meeting, a convention, whatever you want to call it, a campaign event, thousands of people show up. Joe Biden, I mean, it's like Hillary Clinton. You know, you've got more press than you have actual voters, you know, showing up.
Oh, absolutely. And probably the people that show up are patronage people who are being paid, local politicians, union members. I mean, the only reason to show up at a Joe Biden rally is the comedy material that he generates constantly. But his act is getting a little old. You know, his
yes.
inability to put a sentence together is just astounding. And so, you know, the Democrats and their friends in the media have to hide what's really going on in the Democrat Party, and they're doing it through distraction. Mm-hmm. In other words, the Democrat Party today stands for abolishing the police, confiscating guns, opening the borders, getting rid of and emptying the prisons. That's not a winning set of policies. So to distract, they're coming up with these stunts, mm-hmm. which is what is going on in Seattle. It's a stunt. It's funded and organized by the left, the Friends of Biden campaign. And so we're going to see more. I mean, mm-hmm. we haven't even come close to what used to be called the silly season, the so-called October surprise. Mm-hmm. So we have more coming. But what's amazing, and I think that the fact that a million people register for a Tulsa rally shows just what the president tweeted this morning. He tweeted that, in all caps, he said, "The silent majority is stronger than ever," mm-hmm. with lots of exclamation points. And the silent majority was a term that goes all the way back to Nixon. But it's the idea that there is a large group of people in this country who are appalled, who are embarrassed, and who are indignant mm-hmm. at what is going on the streets of America and what is going on in the institutions of America with this crazy, politically correct censorship.
You know, and James, so, this is all brought to you by the Democrats. These are Democratic policies. This is all democratically led. And as you say, it's, part of the distraction is deflection. They make it seem like it's the Republicans that have done this. I mean, they have gotten away with this time and time again. The mainstream media is not about to report on it. But there's too many people like ourselves out there that are presenting the truth and pursuing it no matter where it leads and where the source of some sort of balance and offset to the repeated lies that the Democrats traditionally have been able to get away with. But as you pointed out, look at a vote for a Democrat is going to give you all this caca that you've been trying to get away from, that you think is absolutely insane. And, Seattle, you look at Seattle, you look at Chaz, and that's the Democratic Party right now, James.
No, it is, and it's out of step with the vast majority of Americans. This is a loudmouth minority that is out there on the streets being funded by far-left organizations. They're rent-a-mobs. We've seen it before. We saw Occupy Wall Street. We saw Move On. This is the same pattern, and it's always in an election year. Mm-hmm. And what the biggest scare to the media, the thing that keeps the Democrats up at night is the thought of what happened in New York when this same sort of thing occurred. And a bunch of Democrats said, "We can't take it anymore." And they elected a Republican named Rudy Giuliani to clean up the city. And he did. And what happened most recently in Los Angeles, in the 25th Congressional District special election, where a bunch of Democrats elected a Republican, Mike Garcia.
Exactly.
And beat the entire Democrat machine. And that's the silent majority that the president is tweeting about.
Mm.
And, you know...
And that's with all the ballot harvesting they were doing, the fudging were doing, you know, the way they were soliciting votes and all this endless array of shenanigans brought to you by the Democrats. And this is why the president, you know, in talking about mail-in voting, because the Democrats want mail-in voting, is that this just presents a bigger opportunity for the Democrats to cheat. And, of course, you know, Joe Biden and others claim that the president said all mail-in votes are wrong. That's not what the president said. But mail-in voting, and look, I think we need to go back to the old days. We have one day of voting. If you are in the military, the reason mail-in voting came into play was to accommodate the military and those who were bedridden that wanted to vote and participate and do their civil duty. That's awesome. But people at large, just because... You can't put in enough gumption and enough energy to support your country to get up off of the couch and go down and vote on one day. One day you can't manage to do that. And so we say, oh no, they have to be accommodated. Otherwise it's voter suppression, right?
Yeah. Voter suppression is a euphemism that's used for anything that basically preserves the integrity of voting today.
Yes.
And ironically, these thugs that are walking around, the warlord leader of Chaz, which is now CHOP, mm-hmm. Is asking people for IDs. Can you think of anything more ironic? They have a wall and a border, and they're asking for IDs. If Republicans, who seem to be the only ones that want voter integrity, require IDs for people to vote, it is called voter suppression. Anything that stops the voter fraud, and everybody knows, this so-called mail-in voting to preserve health is just a way to increase ballot harvesting and cheating across the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, CHOP, as I said, is representative of the Democratic Party mindset. It's about oppression. You know, it's not about cooperation and convincing someone of your political ideas. We're going to force you to buckle a knee. And they're taking full advantage of, you know, what America is dealing with, a serious issue of racial injustice. And instead of coming alongside and being a part of the solution, they want to create problems and burn every building down, whether it's a Wendy's or some other facility that's costing, you know, local jobs. And, you know, when you think about Seattle, how many jobs are being affected right now, the amount of money that is being lost. And this is, I got to imagine the merchants in that immediate area who are greatly affected in loss of income. If they're not up in arms and engaging the rest of the business community throughout, throughout Seattle, throughout Washington, then something's missing if they're going to allow this to continue, because that blue state is just, you know, I mean, what they're doing is nothing different than what California, it's self-imposed. They need to step away, take the shovels away from them. The ditch is big enough.
Yeah, I mean, there's two possibilities here. You know, what typically happens with these left-wing stunts.
We got about 40 seconds left here, James, so go ahead.
Okay, they lose energy and sizzle out. But the other possibility is they keep going and they inspire copycats. And there's already been an attempt in Nashville, attempt in Chicago, and L.A. is ripe for this. And wouldn't it be amazing if they cordoned off Hollywood?
Oh, yes.
And called it a separate nation. Well, it already is.
Right.
Might as well be.
Exactly. Yeah, it's sad what's happened, but look, this too shall pass. So do not grow weary in doing good. Keep fighting the good fight on behalf of all of Americans. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst right here. Thank you, James.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an executive order yesterday that he says will change police policy nationwide when it comes to the use of force. And now in just a few hours, U.S. Senate Republicans will be holding a news conference to introduce a bill that's designed to reform policing as well. And South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the party's charge to reform policing after a series of events, including the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police back on Memorial Day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Peter Pitts joins us now, the president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine and the Public Interest, author of the book Become Strategic or Die, widely recognized as a cutting-edge study of how leadership, in order to be successful over the long term, must be combined with strategic vision and ethical practice. Peter, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Pretty good.
Okay. You know, there's been a lot of talk about a potential second U.S. virus wave emerging. The reason I love having you on is that you simplify the complicated. You pursue the truth as we do with ethos. And this is critical right now because America has been strung on a line of mixed models, mixed messages coming out of, scientists and people that we want to believe. One minute we believe, we think, okay, well, Dr. Fauci is the last word on this. And then we realize later on by other admonitions that he would make or admissions that he would make is that maybe we believed in him a little too quickly.
You know, the viruses are seasonal, and mm-hmm. this is not the next wave in places like Texas and Arizona. This is the current wave manifesting itself in these places. You know, I'm talking to you from New York City. Mm-hmm. We got hit hard. We got hit first, and now we're on the down curve. Other places are getting hit harder now. But this is happening while we are also reopening our economy. So the good news is that the people who are most at risk, older people, people with respiratory conditions or underlying serious underlying healthcare conditions, are now going to the hospital and not dying. They're walking out, getting over the virus. That's crucial. Because 85% of the people that get COVID will get it. They'll stay at home. They'll get bed rest and liquids and tender loving care, and then get back to their lives and get back to work. So as we reopen the economy in this wave, or really in any wave, the most important thing is that we can protect those most at risk, and we're doing a much better job now than we were at the beginning of the pandemic. So that's really solid good news.
Exactly. We've learned a lot through this process. I mean, this is, you know, a credit of, you know, American ingenuity, our natural instincts to protect one another and to, you know, have a sense of emergency, which the president has put into action. And you know, this is America. I mean, this is a part of our DNA. When there is an emergency, we run to it and we look for solutions, right?
That's right. And we look after each other. That's a key point, because you're short of a vaccine. But those of us who are not going to be hospitalized, you know, almost 9 out of 10 of us need to focus on doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Personal responsibility, you know, smart social distancing, wearing a mask, enhanced personal hygiene. And let's face it, you know, wearing a mask is not fun. It's certainly not fun in the summer and
right.
not fun doing sports. But you know, it's the right thing to do. It really does work, and it's inexpensive. And we've got to do the right thing, recognize that it's not just for us, but for our neighbors, our communities, and our nation. And
exactly.
That's how we're going to lick this thing.
Right. Yeah, like it or not, we all have skin in the game in this deal, and we all have a role to play. And so far, you know, for the most part, those that the majority of Americans who have been participating here have protected one another. Of course, you know, in the last several weeks with all the protests that have been going on, people have been really concerned, and we're keeping an eye to see is there going to be any correlation with this you know, with all these crowds coming together, is this going to ignite some sort of sudden spread?
You know, of course it will. You know, whether you're rushing to the beach or restaurants or the pool, or you're rushing to a Black Lives Matter demonstration, you know, when you cease social distancing, that gives the virus the fuel it needs to spread. That's why I say, listen, if you want to do these things, again, that's a personal choice. That includes going to church.
Right.
If you want to do that, that's terrific. I applaud it. But if you do this, please get tested afterwards so that you protect yourself and others.
Exactly. Peter, what did you make of the FDA's recanting of hydroxychloroquine? You know, the president came out, admitted that he had been taking it initially, you know, based on some science. I believe it was in Italy or France. There was some purported success. There, anecdotally, I'm in Florida. There was a gentleman in Florida who already said goodbye to his family. He takes hydroxychloroquine, and he lives. You know, so there was a lot of, it seems there's a lot of testimony that says hydroxychloroquine had some viability here, but suddenly it's become some sort of political hot potato. What is going on with this?
Well, you know, politics and public health, bad combination. You know, hydroxychloroquine started, as you mentioned, with this very small study out of France, and there are quite a few anecdotes to speak to the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine, but, you know, the plural of anecdote is in data.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we've got a lot more data that shows not only is hydroxychloroquine not that terrific on a large scale and certainly not useful at all to prevent COVID from happening in the first place, but it actually can create some very serious adverse effects on that U.S. data collected by the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
What the FDA did was it said, listen, we're not going to recommend that this be used for COVID-19, but the drug is still on the market. And in the U.S., any drug that's FDA approved can be used by any doctor for any purpose he or she sees fit. So right now, today,
it's still involved. It's still right to try, right?
Yeah, so right now, if a doctor wants to prescribe a hydroxychloroquine for a patient with COVID-19, they have the right to do so, no question about it.
Mm-hmm. What about the five COVID treatments that are in development? Update us on that.
Well, there are about 135 vaccines under development all around the world. Five have been tapped by the White House under what's called Operation Warp Speed, and basically that means they're receiving funding and assistance in manufacturing. And they're getting pretty close to very large human trials, both in Europe and the U.S. So once that happens, I would say that by August, we'll know whether these vaccines actually have potential to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happens, then we begin to share data, those companies begin to share data with the FDA to move them forward. And a lot of these companies are producing these vaccines that are still very experimental, not entirely tested they're manufacturing them to scale at risk. And that means that if the products don't get approved, which is always a very significant possibility, they have to throw them away, and they eat the loss.
Yeah.
But if these vaccines are approved, they're that much further ahead relative to being able to roll out manufactured doses to the population. And I think we'll actually see more than one vaccine. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see a vaccine that's more efficacious for kids, important for going back to school, one
excellent.
Better,
yes.
safer for, one safe for older people, and then mm-hmm. maybe one or a couple more for the general population. But first, you got to figure out if it works, then you have to figure out how to manufacture, then you have to figure out how to distribute and create a timetable as to who gets vaccinated first, second, third, and so forth. So, you know, a long road ahead of us, but we're going down it at warp speed, as we should.
Exactly. And speaking of warp speed, initially the White House had hoped by end of fourth quarter. Now they're saying, you know, first quarter next year, right?
You know, it depends what they mean by ready. I mean, is it ready for FDA review? Has it been reviewed by the FDA? Has it been manufactured? Is it ready for distribution? There's a lot of vagary with the language. You know, to my mind, I think we'll see a vaccine that's ready to be actually given to actual U.S. citizens, you know, early first quarter 2021. And I think that's a pretty aggressive timeline.
Well, that would be record speed, would it not?
It would. Most new vaccines take 5 years to work through the process. So we're talking about not rushing, but expediting so that we do it right, but do it faster.
Exactly. Getting some of the red tape, some of the politics out of it, so to speak.
Exactly. And you know, right. this is obviously job one. There's nothing else going on. This is the most important thing within the global public health community, and certainly at the FDA and CDC and, you know, White House, Health and Human Services, and so forth.
Well, we're talking with Peter Pitts, and Peter, of course, a former FDA expert, and he's here to break down and give us an update on what is happening with the coronavirus, and we've got more questions for him on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, and also don't forget that, we want to hear from you, and a good way to do this and get it off your chest is through our new BML rant line. That's Bill Martinez Live Rant. We say rant. I mean, look, at sometimes we carry a burden of frustration and emotions with us too long, and, you know, that's not good for your health anyway. So this is kind of our participation and help for you to give you an outlet to, you know, get it off your chest. It's toll-free number 833-BML-RANT. It's BML, like Bill Martinez Live, RANT, R-A-N-T. Give us a call, get it off your chest, and, hey, who knows, you might hear yourself on the radio here, because we're going to play some of these comments back, because you have some great insight, and we love our audience. We love your opinion.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500-1HIT. That's 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
So many are responding to the gospel messages broadcast over the airwaves in Zimbabwe that more volunteers are needed to answer questions, follow up, and reach out in prayer. It's a problem we're happy to have at the Tide Ministry. Over the past several years, listener response in Zimbabwe has grown exponentially, and more volunteers are needed on the other end. This year, our partners at the Zimbabwe Studio have reached out to churches, asking for volunteers to respond to listeners. And now, radio personnel are training new volunteers who will serve in the studio each Sunday during and after the broadcast to help field phone calls from listeners. This is an amazing development and an answer to prayer.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry follows up with listeners in Zimbabwe and other countries by connecting them with churches and pastors, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It is about freedom, after all, ladies and gentlemen. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is what our Constitution ensures us of. But if we don't participate, if we the people do not resist and take a stand against these draconian efforts and things that are being thrust upon us, we're being overrun. And we have to see it as such and defend our rights. The author of Common Sense, Healthcare Policy for Common Sense Americans and Presidential Candidates, Peter Pitts continues with us. He's the president for the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Peter, you know, this book is so loaded with common sense and practical that is one that after you read it, you're going, boy, I sure hope my representative there in D.C. Has a copy of your book.
Well, thanks for that. And, you know, if your listeners want their representatives to get a copy of my book, they should go to my website, which is cmpi.org, and we will send a copy for free.
Wow. What a gift. What a gift for them. And this will enlighten them greatly. And hopefully they will actually read it, Peter, because as we know, the way the legislative process works these days, it's mostly staffers that deal with the intricacies. But this is a book that our policymakers themselves need to read and get their hands on to understand what is going on, especially in light of what we've endured here since mid-March, since the coronavirus was released upon us. We've learned a lot, and as we said earlier, we're smarter for it, and I think we're preparing for that potential of a second wave, and also some other things that we don't know, which happens with the, you know, bugs like this, viruses like this, whether it's the flu or the coronavirus, the potential of it mutating, right?
Sure. I mean, viruses mutate to stay alive, and that's why it's important for us to stay on top of it. I mean, right now we're mitigating the impact, which means that the virus is in control, but shortly we're going to be containing it, which means that we're in control. But containing it, certainly with a vaccine, means that, A, we all need to get vaccinated. But short of a vaccine, it means we need to continue smart personal behavior. And we also have to recognize that there's no one magic pill that's going to solve the problem for everybody. You know, there was a new study out of Oxford earlier this week on a steroid called dexamethasone. People may know its cousin, prednisone. Dexamethasone is 6 times more powerful. And this has been around for a long time. It's inexpensive. It's readily available. And what it's showing is that for patients who are in the hospital who are on ventilators or getting oxygen, it significantly increases their chances for survival. So it's just another kind of iterative step that we're taking relative to new therapeutics like remdesivir or repurposed therapeutics like dexamethasone to make sure we protect the most at-risk population. So these are all good news, but we're part of the solution too.
Exactly. Peter, I thought it was quite interesting that dexamethasone is kind of, you know, part of that steroid family that addresses rheumatoid arthritis, which is something, again, not to hammer the deal, but just, you know, is related to hydroxychloroquine, is it not, to some degree?
That's right. I mean, steroids reduce inflammation. That's what dexamethasone does. And the theory was that if it reduces inflammation, it should help with COVID-19. That did not prove to be the case with hydroxychloroquine. It is proving to be the case based on this 6,000-patient study out of Oxford for dexamethasone. You know, just because things are steroids or do the same thing doesn't mean they have the same, what's called, method of action. The MOA is different. But that's what science tells us. We have to learn and then act on the best information. Sometimes we make mistakes, and that's how we learn.
Exactly. Peter, What do you say about, you know, to our audience that has been sitting on the sidelines suffering because of elective surgeries put on hold throughout our country? I mean, we have got to get back to these elective surgeries. I mean, people are suffering. They are in incredible pain because their issues are not being addressed because elective surgeries have been put on hold. You know, we talked early on about the potential increase in suicides, which we're starting to see, you know, depression running rampant, all these other debilitations as a result of these, you know, these lockdown quarantine policies. We have got to, I know we've talked pretty aggressively about opening businesses, but we've got to open up our healthcare system, do we not?
I completely agree. We need to open up the healthcare system. Surgeries need to be done. People need to go to their doctors and do the right thing. It becomes a risk-benefit analysis. We can't shut everything down to only address one issue. Clearly, in the early days of COVID-19, we had to. We didn't know what we were dealing with. We needed to put a quick stop to a fast-growing, deadly pandemic. Now we understand it a lot more. We understand that we can fight COVID-19 and do other things at the same time, like open the economy, like reopen elective surgeries, making sure people do the right thing, get outside, you know, deal with depression. You know, if you don't have a job and you can't pay the mortgage and you're going to lose your home, all of a sudden your benefit risk calculation looks a lot different. And
exactly.
That's why these strategies need to be different based on where you are in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I spoke with one doctor a couple of weeks ago, an oncologist, and he said, Bill, we got thousands of people that need, you know, they need cancer surgery, they need cancer health care, and they're not getting it right now. And, you know, we've got days, weeks, months that are flying by where they're not being treated, and this is going to only exacerbate the problem. And, boy, you talk about the impact that this will have on the healthcare system is finally when the doors open up. I mean, there's going to be a rush for services that, you know, this may be one of those unintended consequences that come on the other side of dealing with coronavirus.
Well, part of the things that we didn't do early on in the pandemic was understand what would happen once we started opening things up. You know, whether it's going to restaurants where people are rushing or going to the beach where people are rushing or going to the hospitals where people are rushing to take care of needs that should get done. We have to learn how to manage a reopening as we learned how to manage a shutting things down. So hopefully we'll know better the next time. But you can't simply say we're closed and then we're open. There has to be, you know, steps in between both.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we closed pretty abruptly. It's the opening process that we need to take into account, and hopefully these hospital officials and those that are managing our healthcare system will do so prudently on behalf of the people that, you know, they need the services. I got to tell you, I mean, I have a personal story, and that personal story is what racks me, Peter, because I think that I'm just one of probably millions of stories here in the Naked City of family members that are, you know, dealing with excruciating pain that have been told, well, not yet, not yet. And as we talked about earlier, I mean, when you're in this kind of situation, you know, faith and hope, you know, looms large.
That's right. That needs to be a personal decision. If you're at home in pain, if you have cancer and your treatments are being postponed, that all of a sudden you say, listen, I'm willing to accept the remote risk of coming down with COVID-19. I have to move on with my life. I don't want to not get COVID-19 and then die from something else because of over precaution.
Yeah, but if the hospitals are closed down and you can't get health care, what do you do?
Well, I think that was a mistake we made. I think that we've learned that you can't close down hospitals. You simply have to do multiple things at the same time. I think that multitasking is a crucial nature of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We're opening in phases. That's multitasking while we're dealing with the disease at the same time. I think that we'll be able to, accept higher rates of infection, slightly higher rates of infection, if people are not dying in the hospital. I think that it becomes an equation rather than kind of a binary yes, no, go, no, go.
Exactly. Well said. What did you make of the report? At least six states, including Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma, saw increases this past week. What did you make of that?
I'm not surprised. I mean, clearly, as you reopen the economy, you're going to see an uptick in infection rates, and especially among younger people, and that is exactly what we're saying. Mm-hmm. And the way to prevent that isn't to reclose the economy. It's to make sure that those people don't congregate inappropriately, that they wear masks and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Then you'll see a downward curve, a flattening of the curve, as we did at the beginning of the pandemic. It's not rocket science. It's straightforward doing the right thing.
Yeah, we've been this way before, that's for sure. What about the increased number of tests? That's also the rebuttal, is that we're testing more. I mean, the numbers that we're testing, wow, they've really gone through the roof compared to what we were testing early on with the outbreak.
Sure. Testing is very important, both for the individual as well as for kind of broader data points. But consider this. With or without testing, the infection rate remains exactly the same. All testing gives us is knowledge as to what that is. And what it is, and it's held pretty steady nationwide at about 20%.
Well, there was a report that broke down, some really simple things. I think it's important. Wall Street Journal reported on how exactly we catch COVID-19. And there's a growing consensus about the most common way. Go ahead and address that.
Sure. Well, early on, it was about put yourself in a bubble and go inside a locked bunker. What we've learned is that, the likelihood of catching COVID-19 from anything other than close personal contact while present is really not that significant. That the way most people get COVID-19 is from close personal contact, especially from people who are talking loudly, believe it or not,
right,
or in air-conditioned rooms because the virus blows around, which reinforces the need for distancing and masks. And if that's the major way that people are getting disease, we know how to mitigate that. And now all we've got to do is actually make it happen.
Well, when air travel is, again, vibrant and operative, we need to be prepared because just to this very point that, confined areas and masks are, I believe, are going to be important, even though Dr. Fauci at one point said not so important. Now he said, now it's important, right?
Incredibly important. We must do it. I think all your listeners out there, wear a mask. It helps you. It helps your neighbors. It's the right thing to do.
Exactly. Continue proper hygiene, as we have been told time and again. The washing of hands repeatedly. Certainly some disinfectant that you can have with you to sanitize your hands as often as you feel comfortable and as often as necessary. That's important too in participating in tamping this down, right?
Absolutely right. Do the right thing and we'll get to a good place.
Well, there he is. Peter Pitts is with us, president, co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Thank you, Peter.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.